Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Luce, J.C. Cole. I had to interrupt you in talking about people who have powers of persuasion, J.C.
Well, and I would like to expand on that. There's something called neuro-linguistic programming, which is called NLP. And it's the study on how the brain makes decisions. And I studied it quite heavily before I went to Latvia. Right? Now, some people are coming out and saying, you know, it's an evil thing. And I said, well, no, it's a persuasion tool. It really depends on your motives behind being persuasive. You know, it's like if you're persuasive to add benefit to the humans, or are you persuasive to control them? And it's like a hammer. You know, if you look, a hammer you can build houses with, or it's actually one of the more deadly weapons in our society. You know, it depends on the use. Well, the same with persuasion. And one of the things, Trent, they didn't teach us any persuasion in school. They didn't teach us how our brain works in school. If you noticed, they didn't, you know, and that goes right to Rockefeller or John D. He said, I don't want a country of thinkers. I want a country of workers. So keep us dumbed down, not learning how to persuade ourselves on how to grow. And I figured this out and started, you know, 40 years ago, learning how to persuade myself, because I'm the number one person in, you know, to care for in my own persuasion.
That was actually quite poetic and accurate.
Yeah, you know, and so they never taught us how we actually learn.
You know, and what I was speaking of, and I agree with your persuasion, I'm not taking issue with that in any way, shape, or form, but just the whole symbolism of being up there on that balcony, I just think that was a bigger thing than most people recognize.
Exactly. That's one of the things. It's once you study persuasion, you will see people using it in different ways. You go, oh, that guy was trained, you know, and especially Congress people and some of our reporters on mainstream media. They're using symbols and whatnot that's clearly training, right? I mean, if you ever watched, who ran against Trump?
Which time?
The last time.
Oh, Harris?
Yeah. If you ever listen to her, they actually say word salad. Well, yeah, that's a training. She would say,
blah, 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 blah. I thought it was the marijuana.
Well, that may have helped. but you know, she would say stuff and you just follow it, go, that's NLP just putting you into confusion. And by the way, once you're confused, you can actually put in suggestions. You know, and
that's happening a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's because you're confused, then your subconscious is open, which is what we talked about a little while ago with scopolamine. It basically gets out your conscious mind out of the way, and you can have direct commands to the subconscious. Well, guys who are really skilled.
You brought that like up, Tony and I'm convinced that's happening in D.C. right now.
Absolutely. And if you look like at Tony Robbins, okay, you know, he's a top motivator. He uses it for a professional to get you to break out of your walls that you created yourself or somebody created for you. But if you actually study him, you know, he does this thing called the firewalk. Well, how persuasive do you have to be to get 7,000 people to walk on hot coals? That's pretty damn persuasive. Right. You know, and so once you it's almost like actually, let's use the horse, you know, because of your experience, when you're going to get kicked right or bucked off. Well, persuasion is the same thing. When you see somebody starting to manipulate it and use it, you go, whoa, what is his goal here? because he's using persuasion techniques. Right? And of course, they don't teach us this, because then
So
we'd be aware.
the second part of this, and I doubt you know much about the Fent family or the Fent company.
No, I don't.
So there is a Fent tractor and a Case IH tractor at this event. I, strangely enough, thanks to Bizman Tractors and Supply, drove a Fent tractor in a tractor trek years ago in North Dakota. And I didn't know anything about a Fendt tractor until I got in this thing. And then I learned that they were made in Germany and they're high-end tractors, very expensive. The tremendous amount of skill and workmanship goes into this tractor. And it would go fast. I had that deal up to 40 mile an hour. Shannon Dean and I were racing. He had one, I had one. That's beside the point. That was just a fun day.
That's
And
when
I
you're
didn't know the
young.
history until what did you want to add in there?
No, that's because you're young and a little bit foolish racing track.
Exactly. So I
Yes,
didn't know any of the
I was there
history
too.
until yesterday, because when I saw that gold Fendt tractor so prominently placed, I'm like, what's going on with this? Fendt tractors are not gold. Fendt tractors are like a puke cow manure green. And why is this tractor gold? I don't yet know the answer to that. I'm open to suggestions. But what I learned about the Fendts was fascinating. The Fendt family started making not only tractors, they made all types of different tools, and it was a blacksmith shop. It wasn't a tractor manufacturer, it was a blacksmith shop. And they started making products that people needed in Germany in the early 30s. And when the war broke out, everybody who was in the tractor making business was making tractors that ran with combustion engine on diesel fuel, as you would expect. What happened during the war in Germany? Diesel fuel was rationed. Fendts, which tells me they had an inside track with the Nazis, but I didn't verify that yet. They converted their tractors and were the first ones to make a tractor running off of, are you ready for this? Syngas. And their tractor was the only one that was available because they had a tractor that was burning wood, had a little wood-fired stove on each tractor, and they were the ones that farmers turned to during the World War II because fuel was being rationed and the Fendt family had a leg up. How about that for symbolism?
That's very interesting. And on Syngas, I went to the number one a company in America that does it. It's out in, of all places, Berkeley, California. It's called All Powers Lab. I spent a weekend out there, and I have a Syngas generator, and we hooked it up with an electric generator, a normal combustion engine, and so we can run. Basically 6 kilowatts on wood. Right. And
They did report that compared to burning diesel, it was dirtier. And I'm not talking about it, maybe an emission standpoint, but I'm not anti-emissions in any way, shape, or form. But their biggest problem was it created like a creosote oil gut
correct.
that just gummed everything up. That was the only challenge with it.
Correct. What happens is it's not a convenient fuel. It's an emergency fuel if you don't have the luxury of liquid diesel or liquid unleaded gasoline.
Right.
And by the way, you can get plans to make a syngas generator for free from FEMA. Just do an internet search, and it'll come, and you can get the whole plans on how to do it. And there's an awful lot of guys who on YouTube who show you how to make a syngas generator and how to run a truck on syngas, right? Which is also known as wood gas.
So there are some that believe that the theory came to me that, we've kind of labeled Trump as the orange man. And so the gold was somehow tied to that. I don't know what that is. I haven't figured that out yet. just to finish that Fendt tractor story, in 1997, the Fendt family sold that to AGCO, which owns a tremendous number of the old Massey Ferguson. We have an AGCO tractor, AGCO Alice, the Alice Chalmers. All of those have merged into a tractor company. I think it's based out of Atlanta, but Fendt is now owned by AGCO. But still, the fact that that was a Fendt tractor instead of a Massey Ferguson.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. You would think that it would be, you'd advertise an American product on the White House lawn. But it is interesting to watch because we're going into what I would consider an energy crisis, and that one of the alternatives is wood gas. Right, but you have to know how to weld. I was just talking to my friend, who put it all together to me for me yesterday. He is a genius in welding, and and I would say you need alternatives. And by the way, it doesn't necessarily have to be wood. It can be a dense, how would I call it? Hydrocarbon.
Yeah, any
Right.
cellulose material will burn.
Yeah.
We have a deadline and it's upon us, but we have one segment left. We will do that with J.C. Cole. Roll out and charge into April Fool's Day 2026 after this.
Have you tried the difference with certified Piedmontese? Just tender beef. Have you knowingly had a ribeye or even a sirloin? Have you had a sirloin? Flatirons are typically tender to begin with, but you take a sirloin that comes from a known one copy at least of the myostatin gene, and that's way beyond what the consumer is going to relate to. I understand that. But it's time we ask more questions about our food. Is this tender? And there's only a couple of breeds that can give you the guaranteed tender aspect that the myostatin gene provides. And those all happen to be continental breeds, not English breeds. What it's worth, I suggest you try and you get back to me on what I'm talking about in terms of tender beef. Go to the website, order today, and the sausages. These sausages got some beef, they got some pork. It's about protein that really improves your overall health and well-being. CPBeef.com.